I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2025. Tensions continue to rise in Rutherford County as controversy swirls around book removals within the Rutherford County library system. Library Director Luann James, who was appointed in July, alleges that Board Chair Cody York instructed her to bypass standard policy and remove certain books from library shelves. James further claimed York personally checked out books that he deemed inappropriate, keeping them so long that they were marked lost and then removed from the system. She also accused York of requesting detailed patron information, including household data and checkout history. York has denied all allegations, asserting that his request was solely to identify non-county residents for a standard fee assessment, and that any decisions about removing books were ultimately James' responsibility. This dispute comes as Rutherford County libraries grapple with a state-level directive mandating an immediate age-appropriateness review of all juvenile and young adult material. Several branches across Murfreesboro and Smyrna were temporarily closed due to the overwhelming task of reviewing over 100,000 books in just 60 days. Local advocates, including the Rutherford County Library Alliance and Murfreesboro Indivisible, have criticized the directives as a form of censorship that undermines children's access to inclusive literature. One book, Fred Gets Dressed, was specifically flagged for review by the Tennessee Secretary of State's office. The community response has been vocal, with dozens attending the recent board meeting to protest what they seem as a politically motivated effort to limit representation in public literature. Volunteer fire departments in Rutherford County are reaching what officials call a critical breaking point as staffing shortages and aging equipment threaten emergency response capabilities. During a recent Public Safety Committee meeting, county leaders acknowledged that many departments across Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and surrounding areas are stretched thin. While Tennessee has around 700 fire departments, nearly 500 of those are volunteer-based. Gary West, vice president of the Tennessee Firemen's Association, noted that today's lifestyles, marked by busy schedules and shifting priorities, have drastically reduced the pool of willing volunteers. The decline comes despite a 2019 state grant program aimed at helping departments afford essential gear. Yet, as West emphasized, turnout equipment, radios, and training are still largely funded through local fundraisers. The state's newest investment in fire infrastructure is its largest yet, with grant applications due by December 4th. Many local departments in Rutherford County are expected to apply in hopes of shoring up resources that can no longer be taken for granted. Meanwhile, just south of Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee State University is expanding its reach with a $73.4 million aerospace complex that'll be constructed in Shelbyville. Slated for a December 3rd groundbreaking, the project will relocate MTSU's flight operations from the Murfreesboro Airport to the new Shelbyville facility. University officials say that the move will accommodate the growing demands of its aerospace program, while boosting workforce development in the region. The complex will feature hangars, classrooms, and an expanded training capacity. The city of Murfreesboro is taking legal action to block a proposed expansion of the Middle Point landfill, arguing that BFI's filing with the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation bypasses the required local review process. The expansion would add a 70-foot mound and an additional 19 million tons of waste, extending the landfill's operation through 2046. Officials in Murfreesboro and across Rutherford County argue that the public was denied its right to comment on a project that poses serious environmental concerns. Over 4,000 odor complaints and multiple environmental violations have been logged, while the test results in a separate federal case show ongoing leachate discharge into the East Fork Stones River, a critical water source for the region. As environmental tensions mount, Murfreesboro prepares to celebrate its 2025 Christmas parade, with a local hero leading the way. Bill Allen, a D-Day survivor and longtime civic leader, has been named the Grand Marshal for the December 14th event. Allen's decades of service to the city include roles with the Murfreesboro Electric Department, Parks and Recreation Board, and Golf Commission, where he helped shape key public assets like Old Fort Golf Course. His commitment to youth programs, including PTA leadership and coaching in the Babe Ruth League, earned him a place in the Old Timers Baseball Hall of Fame. A deacon at First Baptist Church and community figure through Woodfin Funeral Chapel, Allen represents the heart of Murfreesboro. You can watch the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade streaming on Big G TV December the 2nd at 2 p.m. For more information, visit WGNSradio.com/parade. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or even follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook, as well as X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.